We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From Harrisburg, but you know, in all of this, one of the things we have consistently talked about is the inability to make ends meet. You know, the saying goes, when there's more days in the month than there is money. So imagine you're a young mom and there's more days in the month than there is money. So now you have to decide, do you buy food? Do you buy diapers? That's not an easy decision. That's why an organization called the Diaper Bank exists, to try and help moms so they don't have to make that decision. But right now, it's getting tough. Things are getting tight. Kathy Battle, the executive director of the Diaper Bank, joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline because there's a big need these days. Welcome to the conversation, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm guessing it is so tough for moms right now when they just don't have enough to make ends meet, and buying diapers just isn't in the budget.
Diapers are not in the budget. And before our current pandemic, the COVID-19, 1 in 3 families were struggling to provide diapers for their babies. And now more and more moms need help. You know, diapers are a basic necessity. They're just as important as their food, clothing, and shelter, but there's no assistance for it. And now people are out of work and they cannot afford to diaper their babies.
And diapers are expensive.
Yes, diapers are expensive with no government assistance. So they have to make a choice whether they're going to buy food or diapers, or whether they're going to pay a bill or diapers. And so that's where we come in at, is try to help these families with their diapers. But that current supply that we have of diapers mm-hmm. for the babies mm-hmm. and period supplies for women and incontinence supplies for seniors, it's basically going toward our 28 social service agencies that we partner with. But we need to help the other community at large.
So basically what the Diaper Bank does is you work with 28 organizations and you provide those products to those organizations.
Yes. And they give them to the families that need them. Yes.
I see. Okay. So let me just ask you this, because I know you and I have talked before over the years. What happens when mom doesn't have money for diapers? What happens? What does she do?
So mom leaves that baby in diapers for longer periods of time. The baby ends up with severe diaper rash or a urinary tract infection or some other severe diaper disease. Sometimes they take and rinse out the diaper and reuse it, let it dry, and use it again.
Wow. Because she doesn't have a choice.
She does not have a choice, no.
Hmm. Desperate times. So what can we do to help the Diaper Bank? What can we do to help you?
So you can donate. If you only can donate $5, whatever you can donate. We have a GoFundMe out right now. It can be found on our website, wpadiaperbank.org. That would help so much. If you want to purchase diapers, you can go to our Amazon wish list.
Now, tell me, I'm not familiar. What's an Amazon wish list?
So it's where you just go on and put what your organization and what you need, and you put your wishes there, and people can go to your wish list and purchase whatever you have on there.
I see. Okay. And so, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, we've kind of focused on young, well, moms and their babies, but many of our seniors have the same kind of issues.
Yes, they do, because senior incontinence supplies are very expensive. And most of our seniors are on a fixed income, and they cannot afford to keep themselves dry. So a lot of times this keeps them in the house. This keeps them from visiting any families or friends or just even going to the grocery store. And so what's going on now, they just need them even more.
And give me an idea. How did the diaper bank get started? Because, I mean, I think you feel such a unique need, but something had to happen that made you realize there was a need for diapers.
So actually, it was my husband who pastors a church, and he works in the urban community. And one day in the summer during a picnic, he asked the moms, what is it that we can do for you that no one else is doing? And he said they all said diapers in one voice. And from there, we tried to find someone to help these moms, but there wasn't anyone. And so we formed our diaper bank, and what we found out the same year we formed our diaper bank, there was a movement of diaper banks with the National Diaper Bank Network. And so we are part of that network.
So this is a national issue that...
This is a national issue, yes.
And now, given the constraints of budgets and jobs or lack of jobs, it just makes a bigger need.
It just makes a bigger need. Yes, and I
All
think
right.
as long as this is going to go on, we're going mm-hmm. to need, it's going to get even worse. And we're going to need those diapers and those period supplies to help these moms and babies.
Indeed. All right. Tell us again how we can help, Kathy.
So you can donate through our GoFundMe. You can go to our website. That's WPADiaperBank.org. That's where that's at. Or you can visit our Amazon wish list.
All right. Very simple. WPADiaperBank.org or
yes.
Amazon wish list. Either way, folks can get involved, and it makes a big difference, not
yes.
only for our babies, but our seniors as well.
Yes.
Kathy Battle, you guys are changing lives for our moms and our babies, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. What
All
better
righty,
way to
thanks.
Give back than to serve our babies and our seniors and our moms?
There you go. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.